Society UK, who put out an excellent video each Christmas. The impossible promise they focused on, as we just saw in the video, was the angel's promise to Mary that though a virgin, she would conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and give birth to a son who would be the Son of the Most High. We know that God delivered on that impossible promise. Here we are today celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God with us in the man, Jesus, who came to save us. We all understand the importance of delivering on promises. We have been made some big promises in the last couple of years. You remember the promise 3 weeks to flatten the curve? Or the promise get double vaxxed, get your freedom back? The promise of travel, remember the ads that came onto the telly, very emotional ads, reuniting with family. That's proven to be difficult for some. The promise of opening business, then for business to be closed again. Hope, disappointment, uncertainty. Omicron has us anxious again. Will we keep our freedoms? Will we be able to live life without restriction? The UK and other parts of Europe are going back into lockdown again this Christmas, despite their high rates of vaccination, triple vaccination. We know what it's like to be locked down at Christmas, and I guess the question is, what will happen to us come winter 2022 or sooner? Things are changing quickly. Who knows what will happen tomorrow, let alone next week, let alone winter 2022. Promises give us hope. When they are delivered on, it gives us joy and happiness and certainty. When they are not delivered on, it gives us frustration, disappointment, uncertainty, anxiety. New research released from Headspace National Youth Mental Health Foundation shows young Australians are fearful and uncertain for their future as a result of COVID-19. A national survey of young people aged 15 to 25, conducted at the height of COVID lockdown here in Australia, showed 40% of young respondents felt that the pandemic had impacted their confidence to achieve future goals. Young women were more likely to feel this way, 43%, than young men, 38%. Alarmingly, research also found that half of the respondents felt their mental health had gotten worse during this period, 51%. According to the Headspace CEO, Jason Trethowen, these results not only reflect the current mental health status of young Australians, but raise serious concerns for future well-being. Quote, we know young people are concerned about what their future looks like and how the current climate is impacting their ability to achieve their goals. This sense of fear and uncertainty has the potential to be quite significant, and it's critically important that any young person going through a tough time can and does access support. So today, amidst the uncertainties of life, we celebrate a God who A, makes impossible promises, and B, and most importantly, delivers on every promise he makes, no matter how impossible it may seem. He promised the Virgin Mary a son, he delivered. He promised the world a saviour, he delivered. He promised to enter the world himself in order to save us, he delivered. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote to his young apprentice Timothy in 2 Timothy. He says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, peace, grace, mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Here is a promise bigger than the promise of freedom from restrictions in order to live our lives and go about our business. There is a promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. What kind of life is he talking about? What life is that? Well, he tells us just a few verses later, Timothy, so do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I'm suffering as I am, yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Life is clearly not easy for Paul. He is suffering. He's being persecuted for preaching Christ. In fact, he's writing this letter from a Roman prison where he expects that his days are numbered. But he's not ashamed, neither is he disappointed or anxious about his current predicament or future outcome. Why? Because he is confident about his future despite his present circumstances. He has hope. Not wishful thinking, true and certain hope. He is convinced that God will keep his promise. And what is that promise? The promise is life. Not just any old life, eternal life. Immortality. Immortality, he says in verse 10. Speaking of immortality, Woody Allen famously said, I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve immortality through not dying. I don't want to live on in the hearts of my countrymen. I want to live on in my apartment. Even if he has to suffer to the point of death, the Apostle Paul knows that he has life. How does he know? Well, two C's. Christmas, the cross. Christmas, the cross. Christmas, the image behind me, is described in this way in those verses I read before, verse 9. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus. God's saving grace is revealed for all to see in the birth of his Son. Jesus is the embodiment of God's grace. God sent his Son into the world to save us by his grace. Please note that, friends, we do not save ourselves. I am not saved by my good works, by being a good person, by being a religious person. I am saved by the grace of God. And thank God for that, because I certainly don't always do good works. In my heart of hearts, I am hardly a good person, especially when I compare myself to God's perfect standard. And God has no time for religion, for outward ritual and ticking boxes. He wants our whole heart, to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We need God's grace in Jesus Christ if we want forgiveness and eternal life, the sure promise of immortality. How do we know that God can keep this promise of immortality? Well, that's the second C, the cross. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus appeared not just to be a cute baby that we can sing about at Christmas, but he came to die on the cross for us to save us from our sins, to bring us God's forgiveness, the greatest gift known to man. But more than die, we know he conquered the cross. He is risen. He is the everlasting, immortal Son of God. And he promises us, who are his disciples, who trust in and follow him, immortality. Here is the impossible promise to end all promises, the promise of immortality. I'm not sure if anyone caught this SBS series called Frozen Faith, Cryonics and the Quest to Cheat Death. I'm not sure how their ratings went. Anyone see it? Probably none. It was there. It happened. Here's the teaser for their show. Immortality. It's an unquenched thirst for Silicon Valley billionaires for whom reversing or stopping the effects of aging may never be enough. They're part of the life extension community, using their vast wealth to develop everything from disease eradication medicine to disembodiment via holographic avatar. Another more recent article in the Financial Review tells me that since stepping down as Amazon's chief executive in July this year, Jeff Bezos, apart from flying to space, has also joined the contest by investing in Altos Labs, an anti-aging startup pursuing biological reprogramming, aiming to reverse time within a live mammal. The author of this article writes, "In Silicon Valley, as the obsession with longevity has turned into a race to reconfigure death, billionaires are looking into a range of methods to increase and tweak their lifespans. Plasma from young donors, reprogramming DNA, tissue engineering, printing organs, cryonics, and digital consciousness are a few examples of the utopian dream." Utopian dream indeed. Do you want the certainty of life beyond the grave with the risen Lord Jesus and all of his people? Receive his salvation, accept his gracious gift, and live your life with certainty despite the uncertainty of the present. Be filled with hope this Christmas rather than despair, what's going on in our world. Be filled with joy and peace rather than anxiety, even though there's plenty to worry about and we all face our challenges. Whatever 2022 brings, COVID-related or otherwise, trust in the promise of God. Yes, he makes impossible promises, but absolutely he delivers. That first Christmas declares God is a gracious Saviour. The cross and resurrection declares that the truly good life and everlasting life, immortality, are ours if we receive it in the Lord Jesus. Worshipping him not just this day, but every day of our life as our own personal Saviour and King. May you know God's hope, joy, and peace this Christmas and New Year. Are we singing?